a little bit slower song, but it's good and it's got a good message, and it kind of fits with tonight's theme for tonight's service. What's that? Today is Wednesday, February 9th, 2011. Monday is Valentine's Day. What you getting me, Caleb? Look at the look on his face. Oh, that was priceless. You're getting me nothing. Dang, you won't be my Valentine? Oh, you will? Somewhere. All right. Caleb's going to be my Valentine. Tonight's message is interesting, and I want it to continue to strengthen us and guide us. I know I talk a lot about how important it is for us to walk in the ways of the Lord and be strengthened, but I want you to understand I feel really important. It's very important to me because I know how hard the devil fights us. At every turn, just when we think everything is going right, how many times have you thought everything is going well and something else happens? Aaron mentioned it tonight. The van seems to be all fixed, and what happens? The stove blows up. There are ways that the devil comes against us, and it's constant. And I hate to continue to beat a drum that always sounds the same, but I want you to know that in Scripture, you know, if you stop and think about these messages that I give you, or that the Holy Spirit gives, not me, I'm just talking. But if we stop and think about that, I can always give you examples, different examples. Yes, sometimes the Scriptures to encourage are the same and repetitive. But we know that God's in control. Amen? And we have to keep trusting in Him. There are things in our lives that we are not meant to understand. What's one of my favorite scriptures? Proverbs, right? 3, 5, and 6, I believe it is. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all ways acknowledge Him. With a capital H, which could only mean Him. God. Acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. There are things that we are not supposed to understand. And for that, we just have to trust in the Lord. We have to surrender it to Him. We have to give it to Him, ask Him to take care of it, and comfort and strengthen us and protect us. And it's important. And yeah, sometimes it seems like I go on and on. But I want you to understand, think in your life, think in your day, think in your week, how much and how many times the devil comes at you in a different way. He's busy. And the closer we get to God, the harder the devil fights us. The closer we walk with the Lord, the devil fights us more because he knows we're getting close. And he wants to pull us away. He doesn't want us to have that glory. He doesn't want us to have those blessings. He wants us to be with him. He wants us to live in the world of sin. Right? So he fights us harder and harder and harder. So let me ask you, tonight's message is on, I told this to someone earlier and they're like, what? I hate to say it three times. The message tonight is on justice in injustice. And I'm going to explain. How many times have you felt crippled and broken and crushed by the injustice in your life? Now, injustice is like when things aren't fair. Okay? That's basically what injustice is. It's things that, you know, where you feel like you've really been treated unfairly. So how many times in your life does that injustice or that those situations that are unfair, how often in your life does it make you feel crippled? Does it make you feel broken? And does it make you feel just absolutely crushed in your spirit? What about unfair circumstances that have bruised us so deeply and beaten us into submission? We know that there are things in our lives that we have no control over, good, bad, or indifferent, right? There are some things that we just, there's nothing we can do. If your boss tells you to do something, or if your mom and dad tells you to do something, you have to do it, right? And sometimes you, in that case, you are beaten into submission, okay? Let's say going to bed, for instance. How many times do you have to spank your children in order to get them to go to bed? They have to submit, okay? And that's just an easy one to try to pick out because of the kids. But there are things in our lives and in our days that we, you know, how many times do you not want to get up and go to work? But you know you have to. You got bills to pay. So you have to submit. We have those unfair circumstances in our lives. Excuse me. We have those unfair circumstances in our lives that we have to submit to, right? What about situations that have brought us to such a dead end? Situations that have brought us to such a dead end that we cannot see our way back out. Where we feel so down and distraught that we can't figure out how to get out of it. A lot of people turn to depression when that comes. They sit in bed, turn into the fetal position, and just don't get up, right? Those types of situations that bring us to such a dead end that you can't figure out how to get out of it. You've dug a hole. You don't know how to get out of it. Unless, of course, you're Zoe. Then you just smile. And you melt everybody's heart. In the word, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says, the word says, "And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. And I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. For there is a time, there for every purpose and for every work. God will judge the righteous and the wicked." Okay? When we get into those situations where we have the circumstances and the injustice in our life, when we get into those situations of unfairness where we're just like, you know, and you just want, I don't know how many times I have felt like just turning into a child and just sitting on the floor and saying, it's just not fair. It's not fair that I'm judged the way I'm judged because of the walk I walk. It's not fair that I am treated differently because I'm a woman. It's not fair that we're looked at differently because we're Christians. It's not fair. And there are those times where you just want to say, God, it's not fair. It's just not. How many times have you kids said in a situation where your parents have told you to do something, it's not fair? You let Ethan do it last week. It's just not fair. I know we said that in our house when we were kids. Had to have. I was the oldest. I was allowed to do, well, you know, my sisters actually, Beth was allowed to stay the night at people's houses during the week and I wasn't. So it wasn't fair. But that's how we get, okay? I want you to understand there is injustice in your life, but what's the message on tonight? Justice in injustice, right? There's unfairness in your life. Within that unfairness, within that injustice is justice. Amen. You can't see it, but it's there, okay? And I want to encourage you. In those cases where we think of things that just are not fair, the only thing that we can do is look up. The only thing we can do is look up. Psalms 119:71 says, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." Okay? What happens when you're sick? What happens when you're afflicted? When you're tried? When you're in a trial? What happens? What happens when you're going through a hard time? Ethan, what do? Shame on you. You should. Jess, any ideas? What do you do when you're in a hard time? Beth? Pray. Really? She's just yawned at me. You pray. You turn to the Lord, right? You turn to the Word of God. which is his statutes. It's good for me that I may be afflicted. If I have to be tried, if I have to be hurt, if I have to be sick, if I have to be put in a difficult situation, it's good for me if it turns me to God and helps me to learn his word. Amen. Thank you, Amber. It's good for me if I turn to the word of God and study and learn his ways. That's what the scripture means. It's good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. That means when you're afflicted, you turn to God and you look to him. You do it his way, right? Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world on their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. God makes everything perfect in his time. We don't understand. What's the Proverbs verse that I like? We don't understand everything. There's things we are not called to understand, right? There's things we're not supposed to understand. God makes everything beautiful in his time, and he puts that on our heart so that we can draw close unto him, and so that we will know that he makes everything right. God does that. We can't. Often we think that these unjust circumstances that we run across have ruined our lives. That the unfair circumstances or the unfair situations that we run across ruin our lives. That there's no possible way we can get past them, no possible way we can forget about them, no possible way we can be forgiven of them. That those unjust circumstances have ruined our lives. When in fact, now listen to me, when in fact they could be the means God has ordained to give us life. And what I'm saying here is that some of the unfairness that you go through is put into your life to what? To turn you to God. How many times have I testified and spoke that if you're in a trial, if you're going through something that you don't understand, what do I say? Anybody know? Oh my gosh, Kristen. Turn to the Lord. Check your relationship with God. If you're going through something that you don't understand, check your relationship with the Lord. A lot of times it's to get your attention. A lot of times it's because God wants you to say, okay, Lord, I've tried everything that I know to do in my own power, and it's still not working. I need to be listening to you. Check your relationship with the Lord. We go through trials. I just read it in Psalms 119:71. We go through things. We're afflicted to turn them to God so we can learn his statutes. Those are their purpose. But there are times when we go through things and we have unfairness in our lives, so that because God has put that the purpose of that situation in our lives to give us life. Which means to draw us closer to him and to give us life. We see the storm before us, filled with failure, regret, unfairness, blindness, death, broken dreams, and insecurity. You have this storm cloud over you, and it contains all those things. Failure, regret, unfairness, blindness, death, broken dreams, insecurity, right? But God allows us to see beyond that storm. He allows us to see past all those insecurities. He allows us to see past all those regrets, past all those failures. When we learn to trust him to make all things just in his time, all things perfect in his time, we may have to weather a few storms. We may have to go through some difficult periods in our lives. But we know that when we trust in him, walk by faith and not by sight, trust in God, he will get us through those storms, and we will weather those storms. And in God's time, everything will be right. And what happens? You are better for it. Because you've turned to God. You may have learned a valuable lesson that you didn't know before. You may have learned a new scripture that you didn't know before. But it's drawn you closer to the Lord. Remember, Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." If you are called to be a child of God, anything that you go through is for your good. We know that all things work together for the good of the Lord, for those that love him. Okay? We know that God, only God, can turn something that others intend for evil into something good. Have you ever seen that happen in your life where someone comes against you, says something to you, or puts you in a situation or brings something to your attention, and they mean it for evil? But God turns it into something good, an opportunity, you know? Somebody may be sitting, you know, you're out driving, and the person next to you says, "Ah, look at that poor fool, you know, sorry about his luck." And the driver stops and helps them because God's moved in his heart. I'm sure it's probably happened with Aaron, just as much as he helps people. People take things intended for bad, and God turns it into something good. He turns it into a way to testify or help or witness to someone. Listen to these scriptures. 2 Corinthians 1, 3-7 says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them that are in trouble by the comfort we were comforted with." God allows us to go through things to have experiences so that we can be a help to others. So we can walk up and we can say, "You know what, buddy? I was in the same spot you were. But you know what I did? I prayed and I trusted God, and this is what he's done for me. And if he did it for me, he can do it for you." How many times have we sat here between Sunday school and service, or even after service for fellowship, and talked about situations in our homes with our children? Beth's given her advice and her experiences to help with the younger children. That's what we're called to do. The word says that the elders of the church are supposed to help the younger. The elder, and I don't want to say, you know, like we're old and crippled or anything, but, you know, I've been divorced twice. I can certainly tell you how to have a failed marriage. Amen. There's a lot of us in this room that can tell you how to fail. You want advice? Just let me know. But because of that, I woke up Isaiah. But because of that, I can also tell you what you should do. Because I know what I didn't do. Aaron, knock it off. So the elders are supposed to help the younger. The older men are supposed to help the younger men so that they can learn the ways of the Lord and grow up in the ways of the Lord. Women are supposed to do that as well. We are supposed to comfort people with the situations that we go through. We are supposed to take something that others intend for evil and show people how God used it for good in our life. That is finding justice in injustice. Make sense? That is finding justice in injustice. It's taking a bad situation and getting something good out of it. Even if the only good, well, I shouldn't say the only good because that's like the greatest thing, but even if all it does is lead you closer to the Lord, that's the best thing it could have done. But it will also allow you to testify to someone else, to help somebody else. That's what God intends, that the comfort that we receive in our tribulation may be used to comfort someone else. We know that in the face of these challenges, These challenges that encourage us to give up, we can find our strength and go on through Jesus Christ. He's our strength. He gives us what we need. The Lord keeps us from giving up when we turn to Him. He strengthens us. He gives us His word. He gives us help. He gives us ways to fellowship with other people and to talk about things and to see how He works in our lives. He helps us see the good that could be in something bad. It could be a very bad situation, but He can turn it into good. You may think a lot of times that your parents treat you unfairly. You may not understand it. Well, you got to stop and remember, God is our Father. And just as we correct our children, He corrects us. He punishes us, sends us to our room. For why? For the good, for our good, right? Hey, sometimes I wish He would say, go to your room. You're grounded for a week. I'd be running. Sorry, I'm grounded. I'm not coming into work. But there's a reason for everything, and we don't always understand it. But you have to understand there is unfairness. There are circumstances that may not make sense to us. But God's in control, and He will use anything in your life to draw you closer to Him. And when you trust in Him, that's what happens. We're almost done here. Bear with me. I just got a few more points and another scripture, and we're going to be done tonight. We must continue to offer everything to the Lord in full surrender. I talked about that on Sunday. I even stood here and did my surrender pose for you. But we need to continue to offer everything to the Lord, to seek His ways, to pray for guidance and direction. We must continue to offer everything in total surrender to the Lord and know that He is in control. Know that He's in control. Mark 9:23-24 says, Jesus said unto them, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. All you have to do is believe. Know that all things are possible. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. If you have a problem, take it to the Lord. If you have a hard time giving it to God, pray. Lord, help thou mine unbelief. And He will help you. He will help increase your belief. He will help you increase your trust in Him. He'll continue to show you the justice in the injustices in your life. He will show you the fairness in those unfair situations. But you can pray, Lord, help my unbelief. Strengthen me. Draw me close unto you. And remember, God has a purpose and a plan for all of those that love Him. All we have to do is believe and trust in Him and walk in faith. Walk by faith, not by sight. Continue to turn to Him for all of our needs and know that He's in control. There's a reason for everything. You may not like it, you may not understand it, but there's definitely a reason. Amen. That's the message tonight. Does anybody have any questions or anything to add? Righty. If all hearts and minds are clear, we can stand for dismissal.